to hear as true. Only the needle should be changed to protect the record.
It's the city, Los Angeles County, where forgery takes place. I'm Joe Fry. My partner's Bill Gannon. I carry a badge. July 5th. A call came at 10:30. 10:12. Glenn?
Good morning there, Joe.
What's going on?
Call came at 10:30.
Hi, Mary.
10:12.
Hi, Mary.
10:12. Call came.
What's going
this
on?
This is Mary Hamilton.
Yeah.
She got a parking ticket. She ripped it up in front of the officer.
She ripped it up?
And she showed a nail card.
What's a nail card?
I don't know. We better investigate there. I don't know.
Where she lived? Where she lived there?
Oh, 65th Street.
Well, let's go. Let's get in the black and white.
All right, let's go.
Miss Hamilton?
Oh, come in. Come in.
Miss... We're police officers.
Yes, what do you want?
We had a complaint. You ripped up a traffic ticket. And
yes.
You had some kind of card nail?
Nail card?
How'd you get it?
Right from the police department. Oh, I don't understand you stupid people. One minute you give me things, next minute you're arresting me. I'll sue. That's what I'll do. I'll sue.
You. We just want to see what's going on. Now,
yes, Officer Bob B-O-W, says that he arrested you on Elm Street and 3rd Avenue. You ripped up the ticket.
That's right. This nail card says that I pay so much money a month and I get special privileges like tickets and stuff like that.
And where's this money go?
To the police department for orphans and funds like that.
Which department? Mexico's?
No, Los Angeles, the one you're in.
Yeah? What's the name of the cop that gave you this? Well, whoever.
Sergeant Joseph Bolin.
Joe, we don't know anybody Sergeant Bolin on the phone.
Bolin?
Could be forgery.
I'll check it out.
You better go.
104,
He's talking on the microphone
there.
Coffee?
Bowling.
Yes, I'll take some. Joe, take some coffee, too.
Is there some No.
There is none, Joe?
No. Forgery. That's what it is. Well, where is he living? Do you know where he lives?
No, I don't. He says that about if I can contact him, I call the police department.
Well,
here's your coffee, boys.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
Thank you, Miss Hamilton. Joe's always a pig. Sanka?
Yes, Sanka.
I can tell. I like those commercials.
Wait a minute, cool. This is K104.
That's
yes,
the microphone.
K-104.
Oh, what? That makes too much noise. The baby might cry.
The baby!
Shh, quiet, you beast!
Mr. Dave, Dubin? Dubin? Another?
I'm gonna take care of the baby!
Joe!
Keep quiet, you wake up my baby!
Bill, come here!
What?
I just gotta report, Mr. Dave Dubin ripped up another ticket at,
ticket?
4th Street and Vine.
Well, we better check on him, too. Maybe we got a description.
Yeah. He got a nail.
You guys are luck. Is this card good or not?
It's no good.
No good.
We'll see, Mrs. Hamilton. Remember, a ticket is a ticket. Don't rip it up again.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mrs. Hamilton.
We'll see how this other guy has to do about the nail card.
Goodbye, Mrs. Hamilton.
Bye, boys. Goodbye.
We arrived at Dave Dubin's apartment.
Ready? think it's down these stairs, Joe.
Yeah.
There's the apartment right there. I hope he's home.
Come in.
We're police officers. Did you rip up a ticket?
Yeah, did you?
Yes.
You're not allowed to do that. I'm with that. You have a nail card.
I'm attired for special privileges.
No good.
Please take a seat, officers. Excuse me, I must have a drink. Old rum. Go ahead, continue your talk.
The nail cord is no good, and there is no special privileges.
Why not? I can have special privileges. Sergeant Joe Boland told me.
Well, you better not, because he's not even on the force.
What do you mean by that?
He's not on. We checked that. He's not no name like that. Now
that's
he
right,
was.
Mr. Dubin.
And what? The nail cord is no good, and you're paying your money for nothing. For nothing.
It's forgery. It's forgery. My money.
$300. We'll get it back.
Mr. Dubin, can you describe this Sergeant Joe Boland?
Yeah.
Well, I think he's about, 43 years old. Blue eyes, I remember them. Bald head. About your height, Mr. Joe Friday. Joe Friday's height. And, that's about it. That's all I can remember about him.
That's very good. We'll get this description down, Joe, right? Get on the microphone here, and I'll talk to Mr. Dubin.
K-104.
I gotta have another drink. Not a drink for me. Love it.
He's about as tall as me. It's K-104,
sorry. That's all right. He was here Friday, just last Friday. Thank you. Thank you very much. And catch that crook. If I see him, I'm going to punch him right in the schnozola.
Goodbye, Mr. Dubin. We'll
goodbye, get, officers.
We'll get your money back.
Come on, Joe. Boy, the weird people you meet nowadays.
Yeah,
come on. Up these stairs again.
We headed back to the office. Mary?
Yes?
Will you type some of these papers here?
Oh, yes, Joe. I'm going to
copy them. Yeah, it's very important.
Okay, right away, Joe.
Mary, you're doing a good job.
Hey, Joe.
What's the matter, Bolson Harry?
I got some nerd out here, an Italian kid. He's driving me crazy. He tore up a ticket.
What?
I'll send him in.
Well, what'd he do?
Stop that typing, Mary.
Okay, I will.
Got business here. That guy's driving me crazy. I'll send him in.
What'd he do?
Picked up a ticket.
For what? Well,
literally, all over 3rd Avenue.
Get him, Mary.
I'm innocent.
What's your name anyway?
Mr. Frank Joseph Galletti. Call me Frank. I'm a owner of vegetable stand on 3rd Avenue. I'm a member of a tomato special card that gives me a bigger privilege.
All right, Mr. Frank.
This is a man here, this Officer Hackerman. I know his name.
Hey, you. This guy's crazy, Joe. He's mentally ill.
I'm no ill, you bots. Craze. Kabish?
This guy's crazy, Joe. Do something.
All right, well, just one thing.
I'm going to throw fruit, the rotten fruit, off of my stand into the street.
I've got a special purpose I got in this card.
Well, the card is no good. No
what such, you mean?
No such organization.
You make fun of my English?
No.
Give me a slap.
Joe, he's crazy, Joe. He's crazy. I'm going to sit down. I can't stand this guy anymore.
There's no such a thing of this organization. There's no such thing.
Wait a minute.
You shut up. I'm a lot of people do this. We help them. Now, what is doing this?
I can't afford a $50 fine. I'm going to give $25 to this man, Sergeant of Bowman. That's for the man. You know him, huh?
No, he's not in his fourth. We just heard from the other people. He's doing forgery. That man.
What's a forgery? What's that?
Look. I told you, Joe. He's crazy. He's running for the hill.
What's this ill? You stupid bots. Shut up. Now, I'm going to pay $25 for this man. What do you mean he's no good? What's a forger?
He's fooling you. Now, listen.
Is he fooling me?
Yeah.
I'm a too smart for him.
And so you think you're pretty dumb if you got that card. Now, other people play $3,000. Other people paid $300, so you don't feel so bad. Now, we'll get the money back when we catch this guard.
Meanwhile.
Lottie. Gotta clean up this mess. Lottie. What was that? It sounded like somebody downstairs.
Sergeant Bowman. Bowman.
Oh, come in. What do you want, officer?
Well, we picked your name at random and we figured you want to join our organization. Yes, the nail card. Yes, very nice. Just give me a couple of $100 and you've got special privileges like traffic tickets you can rip up. And jaywalking and littering and things like that.
Wait a minute. I'm not stupid. You. You're the guy I saw on television. The bald head. Yeah, you, the blue eyes. You're the crook. I'm going to call the police, the real police. You're the crook.
Oh, so they know me now, huh? Well, you won't testify.
What are you going to do to me?
I'll kill you, lady.
Back at the office.
What do you mean about other people they pay money to?
Well, they paid the money to, and the nail card no good, and this guy didn't good.
You mean I'm out $25?
Right. But we're going to pay you back.
I told you, Joe. This guy's money to you. I'm going to leave.
No, wait.
All right, I'll wait.
I'm going to sit here. You explain it to me about this man and everything, and I'll listen. Maybe I could be some more.
Now, this man, he...
Joe, what's the dog doing here?
Come on,
man. Pipe it in. Pipe's on. Down, boy.
Joe, this car is crazy.
Joe, what's going on around here? Hey, Harry, how's everything?
All right, but this guy is crazy.
I'm no crazy. What's going on, Joe? Did you hear about the news?
What?
In 902?
What?
Helen, what's her last name again? Helen Baldwin. Helen Baldwin was shot to death in her apartment. Just now. The landlord said he saw a guy that fits the description of that Baldwin guy. Bald head. That's the man. All right, excuse me, Mr. Giddy. That's
hey,
the guy.
Wait, Roger Joe, come on, you preacher giddy.
So what they preach you, he's crazy. Come on, get me.
Joe, where are we going to go now?
I am going to go to this AM.
I'll get the address here someplace. Is that it on the pan?
You're a bunch of nuts.
I'll go back to
29, Avenue, apartment 23, Kalonica. At 1 o'clock, we arrived at Helen Baldwin's apartment.
Come on, Joe, this is the apartment.
Where is she? There she is! There's a body right over there! Look at it! Shot in the head!
Joe! The fire escape! The bull-headed man! That's him!
Come on!
This way, Joe, this way!
We got him! I'll jump on him, Joe!
Whoa! Oh, I missed!
Wait, wait,
You got him in the arm, Joe! You got him in the arm!
Get him! Put the cuffs on him!
On July 15th, Joe Baldwin was in state prison for life for killing Helen Baldwin and for forgery.